What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ. And there's DJ and JJ. They're obviously debating because I Googled or there's a debate going on with the biggest junk for men. By country. So, and they're still debating on which country it is. I've been giving them hints, but not the answer. So, I'll tell you, review the answer later. But nevertheless, we were hiatus because nothing really happened. But stuff happened. Stefon Diggs was traded. So, we'll talk about the ripple effects. What else happened? The NBA play-ins. And right now, I think the Heat and the 76ers are playing right now for a play-in spot. So,
yeah, the Lakers already won. The Kings won. I don't know if the
Kings and Pelicans. Kings won. So we'll see. Zion Williamson out with a hamstring injury
again.
What do you mean again?
The injury part.
It just sucks. Yeah, but we
too
have
big.
We
still too big.
let's see. Devontae Smith was paid. That's good. CeeDee Lamb.
His contract was actually hefty. I don't think he's worth that much.
3 year, 75 contract and 52 guarantee.
Yeah, I don't think he's worth that much.
I think he is.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. But the thing is, like, Eagles are taking care of their team, and, like, the Cowboys are just, like, duds because they haven't gotten a running back. They haven't paid CeeDee Lamb. They haven't paid Micah Parsons. Dak has been rumored to be, like, traded, so they don't take that hit. So, but let's start off with what we know. Stefon Diggs was traded to the Texans. Ripple effect. JJ.
Yes.
Reaction.
I think it's a good trade. For the Texans.
Don't tread on me. The Texans.
I think it helps them solidify a core there. And I think Bills lose out.
You think Nico Collins is still the number one wide receiver, or he needs to? How is he going to share that space with Stefon Diggs, who I don't think is the sharing type?
And Tank Dell.
Tank Dell, I don't think he's in the equation.
I think he is. Dalton Schultz, the tight end.
Okay.
And Joe Mixon, the running back.
Yeah.
It's two things that play out. Either he changes his mindset and indulges in being part of the wide receiver core, or he stays the same and he's a little baby for just the ball.
The problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's the only thing I fear is because, you know, how veterans have gone to rookies and the veterans, like, Stefon Diggs be like, oh, I've been at this stage, blah, 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 pass me the ball, force me the ball to a kind of very young CJ Stroud. So I kind of really, I feel like it's going to, the worst situation that could happen is it goes to another Baker Mayfield to where he tries to force the ball to Stefon Diggs and try to force his gameplay to change and then loses a whole season. And then kind of really loses his own kind of style of play.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Baker. Baker was good.
With Odell. And Odell.
Without Odell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both. And then Odell came in. Was kind of bullied him to give him the ball.
Yeah.
And then it just tore out their organization.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I do get those points that a lot of people are saying stuff like this is good, but are you going to be more on a liability than an asset? I guess that's going to be on Stefon Diggs' hands because I'm not sure about his contract or anything, but I think I heard that he's only there for 1 year and he could be a free agent.
Yeah, I think if he goes in there humble and just really, like, goes in there and, like, embraces the whole, like, movement, I think it would be good. But if he goes in there like a diva, like I'm the number one wide receiver, I get the ball, then I feel like that's going to be an issue.
Well, do you guys think this is, like, the last straw for Stefon Diggs? Because
I feel like he's going into Antonio Brown territory.
Because he was moved from the Vikings because the Vikings thought that Adam Thielen was a guy. So we're like, eh, right? And then the situation with the Bills, right? Like, he's publicly saying that the window has closed, raising his hands to Josh Allen multiple times, and obviously the outburst of, like, we support Diggs. We are with Diggs and everything, and all these cryptic tweets that he sends out. Is this the last straw for, like, Stefon Diggs? Like, you're not worth the squeeze anymore if this continues?
How old is he?
Because the thing is, you know, there's a right and a wrong way to approach certain 30. Situations. Because I feel like if they're winning, they might not really, like, you know, do that. But if they start losing multiple games, it'll really test Stephon Diggs. Kind of like how it tested Devontae Adams. How, like, Devontae Adams getting upset. And, like, but at the same time, when they're winning, he was happy. So it's like.
Yeah. Winning cures everything.
Yeah. But at the same time, where if he's upset because he says that they don't give him the ball, and then they give him the ball and they still lose, you know? Because that's kind of how it felt like his last season with the Bills, saying like, oh, we lose because you don't give me the ball. Well, guess what? I gave you the ball in a very, you know, tight situation, and you fucking dropped
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you got to say on that?
He doesn't. He goes quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think the Texans are really they became the big dogs in 2 years. It took them 2 years. CJ Stroud was the man, Nico Collins, and then even their defense really made a substantial upgrade over the years. Mm-hmm. And now with the running back, I feel like they on because Joe Mixon's it.
You think Joe Mixon's still the guy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
How old is he?
Joe Mixon, I think. He has 3 years of excellent years ahead of him.
And the thing I want to just highlight, let me go pull up Joe Mixon's age.
Because of Stephon, I think you can squeeze out 2-3 more years.
27.
Yeah, oh, they're still fucking
he's time younger for than us.
Yeah, I'm saying he's a dog, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
every year he performs.
Well, I think he was always, I think he might have been overshadowed because of.
He's just not flashy. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, but I think, what was it going? Oh, my train of thought. Oh, the moral story is that I heard last year that he took a pay cut to stay down? To you stay with the bank.
He's averaging 1,000 yards every season, I think. Oh, no.
No. Never mind. He was injured at some point in time. Multiple times throughout his career.
But I think he's a reliable back.
Joe Mixon?
So last year, 1,000, 2022, 814, 2021. 1205, 2020 was 418. So he has some really good years and then some really bad years.
So he's averaging 900 yards per season.
Sure. Yeah.
This is not bad.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he is not no scrub. I'm like, when he plays, he plays.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll have another. He stays with the Texans, he'll have fun another 5 years.
No, I think 3 years.
You think so?
I think 3 years is it for him. That's why I think they made that big Stephon Diggs, because I think Texans, the next two windows is like what happened to a Colts with a young Jonathan Taylor. That it's like they have two or three like windows for them to like really get over that championship.
Yeah.
Just on top of your head, what running back's going to have a really good year this upcoming season?
The Rams one. What's his name?
Kyren Williams. I mean, you're saying like over the top, like who's going to be like?
Clear cut, best running back of the 2024 season.
Best running back.
I'm going to say Derrick Henry.
With the Ravens?
No, I think he's going to be mediocre.
I think he'll be okay.
I say
Saquon Barkley.
That's what I want to say, but there's like not really been an upgrade to that team.
But they lost Jason Kelce, so.
Yeah.
The tush push will never exist anymore.
It won't be as efficient for sure.
Like, if Saquon had better wide receivers.
What do you mean? A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith.
Oh, yeah, Saquon's with the Eagles now.
Yeah.
Saquon, yeah. I'm going with Saquon.
System update, my guy.
Sorry, I'm going with Saquon.
I was
going
to say, like, the disrespect.
I was like, yeah, Devontae's not even that good, bro. He's
wild. Oh my god, he's way better than any wide receiver from the Cowboys, respectfully.
I think he's better than CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, what you mean?
Nah.
All right, tiebreaker.
Devontae's a slot receiver.
No. No, yeah, Devontae's not a slot receiver. He's not Julian Edelman. No,
yes, he is.
No, he's
slot
not.
Slot receivers are like Cooper Kupp, Julian Edelman. Come on.
Like I said, Devontae is a slot receiver with AJ on the back.
Oh.
So if someone's going deep, are you going to put AJ or Devontae?
Yes, AJ.
All the way.
Deep.
Yeah, AJ.
Devontae can do goal deep, but I prefer him like in the middle area.
That's what I'm saying. Slot.
Then he's a slot receiver.
No. Slot is like really short passes.
No, slot is like you basically go inside.
Yeah. No, then I want him to go more like middle. Higher. Not slot, not deep.
That is Julian Waddle a slot receiver?
Who?
Julian Waddle. Or, what's
Jalen?
Jalen Waddle.
You. Sir, respectfully.
My bad, dog. I was just looking at this guy. Jalen Waddle, is he a slot receiver?
Deep.
No.
I thought
he's in the middle. He's not slot.
That's what I'm saying. That's where Devontae is.
But he's not like a Tyreek. Tyreek is used
that's
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Tyreek is the AJ. Devontae is the Jalen Waddle. Devontae Smith, like, he does a lot of, like.
Best complimentary duo, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, or Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Tyreek, Jalen Waddle.
I think so.
Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, or Tyreek and Waddle?
I think Cooper.
Non-biased.
Cooper got overshadowed. I think Cooper had a shitty season.
I think so too.
If Cooper was the Cooper the previous year,
the Triple Crown King,
the yes. Triple Crown Queen, or even somewhere close to that, I would say that would be a better duo. But Tyreek and Jalen Waddle is, I think,
overall
they're very consistent.
Yes,
they really like give the baton to each other, and the both of them eat.
I'm trying to think.
When Nacua eats, I don't think Cooper eats.
Trying to think of any like young wide receivers that are like, I like the Packers wide receivers. I just don't remember the names. They're young, but they're up and coming. They're really
Watson.
Watson and the other.
Yeah, Christian Watson.
And the
he
other
was
one.
In and out the last season.
I think he just had a shaky start.
Yeah.
But after that shaky start, I feel like he's really going to come out like a full throttle this season.
I think he needed this healthy break. So he's gonna.
But like going back to running back, my money's going to Saquon.
I'm gonna go with Derrick Henry.
Saquon,
JJ, tiebreaker. I mean, pick one.
I think Kyren Williams is gonna have a breakout season.
He already did have his breakout season.
No, I think it's gonna be a much much better one.
I mean, he doesn't have to break out. It's just like who's gonna be the clear defined best
wide. I feel like, sure, if your defense like holds up, then
I don't even care about defense. I care that he
No, defense and offense, they correlate with each
that's
other.
That's fine. But I think he himself has been progressing to what a true number one running back is.
Yeah, it's been a while since you guys seen a number one back. Exactly. And then he's nice.
Tigerly, but I think he's gonna be there. Daryl Henderson wasn't the answer. Whoever the fuck that other person wasn't the answer.
Oh, I totally forgot.
So...
The draft is coming up, so let's take a look at.
You know what? No, I take it back. Nick Chubb. I'm going with Nick Chubb.
Oh, after coming off that injury?
No. Nick Chubb in 2 years.
No. Give me this upcoming season. I will give you maybe next year to see how he is, but.
Saquon.
But Saquon did that. He had an all right season.
Because usually I feel like after a first year of an injury, the players are testing out that injury and they don't want to re-aggravate it. But in the second year, like, nah, bro, we battle tested now. Let's really, you know.
Agreed.
Put the pedal to the metal.
So no surprise that Mel Kiper's latest draft that was released April 15th, so 2 days. I should really start saying the podcast day, like, welcome to Debate of the Fans, April 17th, 2024. Why? Just so they can know how long it takes my bum ass to upload the podcast. Because I get flojo, I get lazy
sometimes.
What's
the point of doing the podcast then?
It's still...
Chicago Bears.
So Bears obviously take Caleb Williams, Jalen...
He's not even that good. So Marvin Harrison still sticks with the Cardinals.
Oh, so there's a projected quarterback or a trade. Let's see. Vikings jump to number 4. And... So what are they going to take a quarterback?
The Vikings are going to have to move up if they want to guarantee the 4th quarterback off the board. The Chargers can pick up
JJ McCarthy from Michigan. There you go.
Yeah, because I think the Raiders are trying to pick up a quarterback. They're trying to get ahead of them.
Let's see. The Raiders pick cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, Toledo.
Good job. You pronounced that shit good. Oh my goodness.
Hell yeah. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Rams select. Are you pass it? Oh, right there.
Offensive linebacker. No.
Okay, I'm going to try. JJ, I'm going to try. Latu.
I'm not even looking at the name. I'm looking at the explanation.
I'm looking at the name. The name.
Layatu.
Layatu Latu.
Oh, what the fuck?
respectfully, cool name.
We need to cover up whatever we fucking lost, and that's Aaron Donald.
Exactly, outside linebacker. At least he can be slightly outside, not just pure dedicated inside.
Edge rusher.
But we need Aaron Donald's status, man. Hey. That's him?
No, that's Warren Harrison.
Else? Oh, I see. Like LAIATU. I need to check out his info.
I'll see. Buffalo takes a wide receiver. Clearly, obviously. But yeah, the draft I think is the 25th. So, oh wait, round two projected trade. Rams kick off round two with a move. Kuiper, I think we should see an engineer. I think we should engineer a trade here, Field, because it's about time the fifth quarterback gets picked up. What do you think? Rams number 33, Panthers get number 52 and 83.
Michael Phoenix Jr.
from
Phoenix.
Washington. Oh, the Washington guy.
But what about that one food that we drafted last season, Stetson Bennett?
What about you, DJ? Like, do you think that's a good pickup for your Raiders?
Yeah, I feel like Jack is a good pickup that we picked up last season, but we need somebody as aggressive on the other side. But I feel like our cornerback.
Yeah, it'll be next Thursday.
The only thing about our cornerbacks is that we have small cornerbacks. But I think that's the position I feel like is one of the hardest positions. I'd rather have
you're sticking with your quarterback then? Because we project this based on this mock draft, he predicts that the Rams will pick up the quarterback from Washington. Well, he technically still available, technically. But
the thing is,
what's more urgent, a cornerback or a quarterback?
It's one of those things where, like, I feel like this is where you start playing chess, and you're saying, like, do I want the fifth best quarterback, or do I want the second or first best cornerback?
Do you have corner? Backs right now?
Yeah, I think so.
You need to add on to that, or do you think it's kind
of
like,
I feel like it's one of those positions that, like, if one of them gets hurt, we struggle. Hell yeah, that's how we lose games. If cornerbacks stay 100% healthy, we're good. But one of them get hurt, we hurt. Is what I'm trying to say. So picking up a young cornerback, because, like, usually you do lose cornerbacks throughout the season. It's just a difficult position to play.
Yeah.
It's a high intensity.
And I was going to say.
And that's not a bad pick.
Yeah, no, I like that pick. I'm always a big defense over offense any day.
Totally forgot I was going to say something. Maybe Raiders suck? I don't think so.
Yeah. Especially because now we're applying more pressure at the front. And we just need healthy young guys
to stay in the back,
to just cover for a bit, you know?
Yeah.
To just have that manned up, you know? That's it.
Okay. Well, we'll probably revise this or revisit it next week.
But yeah, I feel like quarterback is still out in the open.
So you're not sold?
What I'm saying is the best man wins the position. It's a merit.
Okay. All right. So kind of bringing it back to Stefon Diggs, since he was traded, are the Bills done as a AFC East?
No, I think
they'll compete, but they won't.
I think without Stefon Diggs, I think they're a better team.
So you think?
Fuck.
I never thought Stefon Diggs was that good.
What? Okay, question. Did Stefon Diggs make Josh Allen, or did Josh Allen make Stefon Diggs? Or
I think Stefon Diggs was both. Made by that miracle catch.
Yes.
That people are still kind of stuck to.
Yes.
I think before that miracle catch, I'm be dead ass. I don't think Stefon Diggs was a top three wide receiver in any day, in anybody's list. Even now, throughout that whole time, I don't think he ever was.
Top three?
No.
I think he was top 10 receiver.
Devontae was always around there.
Devontae, Justin Jefferson, Cooper, and Tyreek.
Cooper.
You could say Cooper too.
Now you can say Puka. Nah, just kidding. I think he's the top 15.
I'm trying to think.
DK.
I would even put AJ above Stephon.
AJ Brown.
Mike Evans.
I'm saying, like, he's good. And he could make some, like, Like, the thing about Stephon Diggs is I feel like, yeah, he has the best stop on the dime catch.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's he has the, like, stop, go vertical. Yeah, I think he has one of the best in the season, in the league right now. Kind of like that Megatron, you can just stop and then just go vertical.
I will say AJ Brown for me.
I don't know.
I think AJ Brown's more on the run. He's like more on the run kind of catch. Catch and run. But, like, if you're going to, like, I need you to stop right now, like, run at a full sprint. And then fake out the cornerback. Stop on a dime and go up. Stephon Diggs, yeah. That's I think that's what made him big, and he kept practicing it. But at the same time, I'm like, does he, like, is he the type of wide receiver be like, I'm get open. Pass him the ball. What if you're not open? I'm get open. That's not him. That's not him.
That's like Devontae. That's Justin.
Yeah, that's Tyreek. I think even DK and AJ can get that. But, like, no.
Maybe Mike Evans, too. Just because he's so physical.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah,
I'm going to go with the Jets. I think the Jets are they have too much pressure on them to, like, come and, like, prove themselves. And they got so many weapons this offseason.
So you are.
Mike Williams to the offensive line. They got the center from the Bills. So I think they just added too many weapons for the Jets not to.
So you are an Aaron Rodgers fan, huh?
I am
a gunslinger fan.
Jets fan. Okay.
You Wild West fan. I am a
former Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez.
No, just say it, man.
How does it feel?
You really like that immunization.
Like revisiting an old memory of yours.
Like going back to your first house where you grew up.
Fuck.
You're like, you have so much potential, but you just keep shooting yourself in the foot.
I always knew you were a big I was immunized kind of fan.
What?
Immunized?
Yeah, what's his name? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Exactly.
Immunized? Oh, yeah. No.
I know you like him.
Oh, immunized.
The big toe turf, loving Aaron Rodgers.
All right, we're pivoting to the fucking NBA now. I'm done with this shit. Okay. The NBA playoff/play-in tournament has started since yesterday, April 16th. The Lakers advanced, beating the Pelicans. Warriors are done. A lot of questions. Yep. If Klay Thompson is going to come back.
That was a brutal game for Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I watched highlights and I just looked like.
Yeah. And the reason why everyone was pooping on Klay Thompson is because the bar is set so high for Klay Thompson because you can only compare to that
Klay Thompson. No, it's because what happened was you have Stephen Curry, De'Aaron Fox.
Woo.
Those are the kind of like the big shots for both those teams.
Of course.
But then you go to the next ones where, because De'Aaron Fox didn't really have a good night. Like, no. He had a Curry night. Like, Curry didn't have a good night, but he wasn't absolutely trash. Same with De'Aaron Fox.
Exactly.
But then we go to Murray and then you go to Klay. There was a big, like, Klay was like, oh, for everything.
He was 0 for 10.
He got like triple zeros.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You think he's worth a. You think the Warriors should bring him back?
No.
As a Warriors fan, JJ.
I feel like he should go to the Lakers.
Get out of here. If he goes to the Lakers, I would not mind getting his jersey.
No.
I've always been like Klay Thompson.
I always like Klay Thompson too.
It's because the Lakers are really.
We're getting old. No.
Hey, relax, man. Relax. Sit back down. I think the Lakers are very big fans of role playing, RPG. They really like people to play their roles. And I think Klay Thompson is a great off the ball. Lockdown defender.
As of last night.
Not anymore. Not anymore. He's not the defender used to be. Not even remotely close, respectfully.
Like I'm saying, when he's role playing.
He's actually Klay Thompson of 2024.
Klay Thompson can now play offense and defense at the same time.
But not like he used to.
He could never do that. Klay Thompson is either straight offense or straight defense.
All right.
When he tries to do both. He fails.
Okay, yeah, so let's say you're the Lakers and I'm Klay Thompson.
He's like, off the bench, lockdown defender.
I'm Klay Thompson, like,
hey. Rajon Rondo status.
Hey, Genie Buss, I want to play for your team. I want to play for the Lakers. What's your reaction?
Wait, who?
I'm Klay Thompson.
You're the CEO.
I see.
You're the owner.
Oh, the owner, whatever.
Welcome to the family.
Okay, but I want max dollars.
Can't happen.
That I'm not here.
Good luck in your venture.
Watch me. Look, Mark Cuban's calling. Hello, Mr. Cuban.
Oh, fuck. You need to get to the Mavericks. We're so screwed.
There is strong rumblings that the Mavericks are looking to get Klay Thompson.
Yeah, dude. That's
because I'm like, Klay Thompson, he's crazy. He's pretty much a what do you call, a CD, Cardell Pope.
Called KCP.
KCP. He's a KCP. He's that position. And that position to me is lethal. That's why the Nuggets were so hot.
KCP with the Nugs is hot.
KCP with the Nugs, man, he was good. Yeah. He terrorized the Lakers, man.
Yeah, he fucking knocked
him. Did you know what happened with Gabe Vincent?
No.
Gabe Vincent. What happened to him?
Well, I don't know.
He's a Laker.
Yeah, the reason why is like he was a really good 3-point shooter when he was with the Heat, right?
Yeah.
We get him because to open the floor, right?
Yeah.
He was out.
Yeah, I saw him.
He was out half the season, and when he does, and when he
when he came back, he kept missing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, because I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then I looked at him up. I was like, he's good at what was going on. What?
I just think we're the AARP.
No.
L-A-A-R-P. We're just getting old.
With the L-A-A-R-P.
No, I feel like.
Ever since LeBron came, we've been getting the old dogs. The Carmelos, the Trevor Ariza's, the Rajon Rondo's. No,
Trevor Ariza was good.
Well, he was old, bro. Trevor Ariza was
old. We didn't get an old Trevor Ariza.
Yes, we did. We got the Carmelo Anthony's, the Rajon Rondo's.
Oh, yeah, we did get an old Trevor Ariza. You know Trevor Ariza was a Laker, right?
I think he started off as a Laker.
No, I'm telling you, he was a Laker.
Really? Are you sure? Yeah.
Super, super sidetracked, but does anybody think George Hill, the basketball player, looks like the coach for the Celtics? Or is it just me?
No, that's totally you. That's totally you.
George Hill. Are you sure? Now type in George Hill.
No, I'm not typing in George
Hill. Do it. I need to know. So we're checking out his stats.
Because I think he played with Kobe. Trevor Ariza played for the Knicks, 405 Magic, the Lakers from 07 to 08.
He was in the championship Lakers.
And then with the Rockets. That's where I remember from the Rockets.
And he went back to the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was in the championship Lakers. He was with Kobe and Gasol.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, he was basically our three. You know how KCP was? That I was Trevor Ariza with Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
He was hot. Like, the dude was good.
Who were you searching for?
Don't worry about it.
Hill?
Oh, I guess. This is
Buddy Hill?
Woo!
Well, I don't know who
did I say Buddy Hill?
I think you
did. Do you remember if I said Buddy Hill, DJ?
No, I don't remember anything.
George Hill.
George. Oh, perdón.
Do you know how to spell George? Come on now. That's Gorge. That's Gorge.
G-O-R-G.
God. George Hill. Is it just me, or did he doesn't have a resemblance to the head coach of the Celtics? Crazy.
Well, I guess if you fatten everything up, yeah.
Oh, my God. head coach.
No, not even close.
No? Okay. I'm just tripping. Oh, yeah. Joe Mazzulla is his name. I forgot it was Joe Mazzulla.
All right, so let's see.
But going back to Klay Thompson, no, he will not come back. I don't think he's coming back as a Warrior. I think
it'll be a fairy tale if he goes back to the Warriors.
I think there's a slight rebuild stage, but it's not going to be a drastic change.
You think Curry should retire?
No.
Okay.
He's better than Klay Thompson.
Yeah, but he's old, man.
It's okay.
He's getting on the years, you know that, right?
That's fine. He could play out another 2 more years if he wanted to.
I think that's it.
I think that's enough.
I feel like he should retire now. It's great,
but not an incredible one.
But this was like a bionicle for the last 4 years.
Hey man, you're the heart and soul of the team, just like LeBron and Lakers.
Like this dude has like I think Curry has like the weakest ankles in the league,
and he doesn't get injured often.
Because of the bionicles, man. Do you not see the way he straps his feet?
Yes, I know.
He had a bit, like, I think he developed those special, like, straps because of all those injuries that your team caused, too. Sasa Pachua. That dirtiest player I've ever seen play in my life. Man, he was such a dirty. I hate that guy so much, man.
Hey,
I hated the Warriors so much because of that guy.
He's part of the
That's the reason I don't like the Warriors, man. The Warriors have a bad taste in my mouth.
So I think.
Is he?
I think so. I think he's some admin.
That guy is like the dirtiest, and I think Steve Kerr encouraged that dirty play until he hurt Curry. Because he did not get penalized at all until...
You mean Kawhi?
No. They fucking applauded him for hurting Kawhi, taking Kawhi off of the playoff run. That's why I hate. Because I love Kawhi, and he just fucking did that dirty-ass play. No, but then a year after, karma came back and got the worst because he did the same thing to Curry. And after he did that to Curry, out of the team. See, Curry's like, bro, you're supposed to do that to the enemy, not our players. You out. Straight up. They kicked him out because of that.
Holy shit.
I trust no one. When did that happen? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
The year after the Golden State, I think. No, the Raptors. No, no. Yeah, Golden State ended up winning that year. Right?
Golden State won that year where he hurt Kawhi, and yeah, then they went off to play the Raptors, which they lost when they had Kevin Durant as well.
Yes. So, yeah, that's exactly that how year? It happened. Yeah.
Huh. In the finals? Do you remember?
Or no, what? It didn't happen. The finals happened in the regular season.
I had to Google that shit.
Well,
not a season-ending injury. It's just...
No, but he hurt him for a few weeks.
No, it's the same. You know what play I'm talking about, right? The way he backs up,
yeah,
like
yeah,
gives yeah. him a little butt, like puts his leg out and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now she's dirty.
Well, okay, bring it back to the playoffs. I was so convinced that the Lakers will lose intentionally yesterday. I was so convinced. Because why? If the Lakers would have lost, they will face the Kings. And they have a good reputation of beating the Kings. And they will move up to the eighth seed that they'll play against OKC. And Lakers do have the OKC's number. But no, Lakers won, and they're facing the Nuggets.
I like
the
that.
The Nuggets have the number.
No, they don't.
Yes, they fucking do.
They do, bro. Come on.
No, they don't.
At best, it's a 5-game series. At best.
Yeah.
No. I think last year, the Nuggets just got lucky.
Then we'll see it right now. We'll see it.
Well, when they play against the Lakers. I think the Lakers just underperformed. They didn't take the Nuggets serious because they always took the Nuggets out. And I think KCP came with an agenda.
And he still has it. Fuck the Lakers.
I think that's the only reason why they won. KCP came with an agenda. Murray was playing the year of his life. Murray was a dog.
So who you guys think will win? The Kings or the Pelicans to face?
The Kings.
The Kings. Me too.
I think that team is still dominant, even without Malik Monk.
So, on the East Coast, right now, the Heat are playing the 76ers.
Yeah.
What you guys got?
I think the Heat will take it. I think the 76ers fell off the wagon, man.
Yeah.
They've been also well in that until now, and then it's just gone.
I think Jimmy Butler is just a dog.
All right. Atlanta Falcons or Chicago Bulls?
I honestly don't know. They should be playing today.
Like 7 p.m. Pacific Standard. I don't know.
The Bulls.
I think the Bulls. I haven't seen them.
I like the Bulls.
I think Atlanta Falcons has just.
No. I take it back.
What, Ice Trey?
Hell yeah, Ice Trey. Ice Trey always makes it out of the play-in.
So Falcons or 76ers?
Who?
Because the 76ers get two chances.
So Hawks are going to win the next one and lose.
So currently speaking, the Heat are losing by 2 to the 76ers in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes.
So you're saying if the 76ers play the Hawks, who do I got? That's your question.
Yes.
76ers.
I got the 76ers over the Hawks.
I got the 76ers winning tonight. So who you got? Heat or Falcons?
Falcons?
Hawks, damn it.
Heat or Hawks?
Heat. Last time they faced off, it was in a similar situation. The Heat won.
I think Trey got ice in his veins to where he gets cold. So the ice works the first game,
but then
he gets hypothermia the second game. So yeah,
that means it goes against the Hawks, my guy.
That's what I'm saying. The first game they win.
That disrespect on the Chicago Bulls is amazing.
Nah, it's just I like.
Well, they lost to.
I like Trey.
They lost to them too, didn't they? Oh no, it was the Heat. I remember a red team in the play-in tournament, just like that. Last season.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because the loser has to play. I see.
Yes.
I see. Yeah.
So hypothetically, so we all agree that Kings will win against the Pelicans, especially without Zion Williamson. Yeah. So OKC or the Sacramento Kings?
OKC.
Yeah, OKC. JJ?
Atlanta played Miami, and Atlanta beat Miami. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they make it out of the first round.
So the Heat will play the Hawks.
The Hawks are deadly in the first like elimination game. Trey Young, he go crazy.
Yeah. So I would have to say
You still on that?
What?
Who are you trying to pick? You're picking against the Bulls versus the Hawks?
So the Heat win.
So the 76ers
will play against the Hawks. The Hawks will lose to the 76ers.
You got so much disrespect for the Hawks, man.
No, it's just I think it, like how you said, they make it out of the first. Oh, you're right. No, they'll still lose. All right, JJ. It's processed now in my brain.
Yeah, bro, that shit happens.
The Hawks will not make it out of the play-in tournament.
Yeah, the Hawks, they're always like, oh, yeah, woo, rah, rah, rah. And then dope.
Because even then, the Hawks played the Celtics last season. And the season before that, and they got beat the shit out of. Oh, no, that was Brooklyn Nets.
All right, so let's go. Y'all, everybody got OKC?
OKC or?
Yes. OKC all the way.
This is going to be a good one. Clippers?
I think this is going to be the matchup in this round.
Luka has a number to the Clippers every time.
I feel like.
But I like the Clippers a lot.
I feel like the Clippers is like this one team that y'all always root for and that would let you down.
Me and the Bills, brother.
I'm going with the Mavericks.
Yeah, I'm going with Mavericks. As much as Kawhi.
Kyrie and Luka is actually a really good combination, huh?
Yeah, they've been playing good together.
Yeah, they're hot.
And notice how there isn't a shit ton of noise with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, because they're in Texas, bruh.
Yeah, but still, like, remember, every place Kyrie has been, there's been a shit ton of noise.
Because where has he been?
He's been
in Ohio?
Cavaliers. He went down to the Boston Celtics, back to Brooklyn, and then now ended up.
I think because he was in those liberal states, man.
True.
I think that all that agenda, like, you know, like people around
Boston?
Him.
New York?
Boston? Yeah.
Yeah.
The 13 colonies, bruh.
Yeah, sure.
I guess.
But he in Texas now. We play in Texas. And I think there's a lot of distractions in Dallas.
Define distractions.
Like good Cowboys. Stuff, man. Yeah,
like Texas Cowboys. Barbecue? Some good barbecue?
There's a lot of good stuff. I think Texas.
Barbecue sounds good.
I think Texas really Dallas treats Cowboys? You like a brother.
That's a big distraction.
I think just the vibes in Dallas, Texas. I think.
Are you going with Clippers or.
Man.
Don't sidetrack this.
I'm going with the Clippers.
Whack.
I think Kawhi is going to have a monster season, man.
Well, he is joining Team USA in the
first. Hell yeah, he is.
There's still a spot.
No, that's
Rust. Yeah, Kawhi.
Oh, it's Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
I was surprised they didn't pick Damian Lillard.
I always thought Kawhi is Canadian.
Like, because
he's
went
from
to
South.
That.
He's, I think he's from Riverside.
He went to San Diego State.
No, he's from LA.
I
know he's from LA.
He went to San Diego State.
But just when he played in Toronto, like, he just,
to
I don't know. I think that Canadian just rubbed on him.
You think it's because, like,
he went to San Diego State.
Hey.
You went to San Diego State.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for repeating.
But yeah, no, I'm a big Kawhi fan.
Timberwolves or Suns?
Timberwolves. Timberwolves have been really good. Out of this season, they're just like, pop!
I'll take the Suns.
Loser. Nuggets or Lakers?
The Nuggets.
Lakers all the way.
KCP has an
AD agenda. Is playing like a monster,
AD
man.
AD will be a roller coaster up and down.
No, AD is playing like a monster.
Put money on it then. AD will not give us he will not give us a back-to-back game with like a 30-plus.
No, he won't have 30-plus, but he can be up and down, dude.
How about, like, one day he'll give how us about he'll go have back-to-back triple-double?
No.
What one game, that's,
us,
that's good.
One game, he'll give us 30 points, and the next game, he'll give us 11.
Well, you got to get 30 points.
27.
Well, he is a big guy, and he's really good, apparently. Should he not have high points?
The game is not played like that no more.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a 3-point shootout.
My point is that he will do that. He'll give us a high point game one game, and then he'll suck the next game.
No, he won't.
Okay, I think I bet money where he goes up and down.
Back-to-back games.
I don't care about triple-double. He's a roller coaster. Up and down.
That's what I don't want from him, to go up and down. I want him to stay, you know, fluctuating within the
same range. Back-to-back triple-doubles is good.
What if he gets a triple-double and you guys lose?
Okay, so you say...
You know what a triple-double is, right?
10 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds.
That sounds good to me.
No!
And you lose?
That's horrible for AD standards.
I don't care.
The assist.
He's not the assist guy.
He's not, but if he gets them, that's good.
That's fine.
So you're still going to have that same same energy when we lose? Is it? But he got 10 assists, though?
What I'm saying is, where he got double-digit rebounds, I'm happy. Because the games that he don't get rebounds, that's when we suck.
Oh, why doesn't he get rebounds? Because he gets physical out. And what teams that he struggle against? Big teams.
He don't struggle about. No, he don't.
He got Joker. They got Porter. They got Biggs.
Man, stop speaking bad about my boy D, bro. We have problems.
I got history. I got receipts. I got receipts on this guy. Let him go back to Chicago. Right, man,
I put full money on it.
Aaron Gordon himself locked down AD, dude. Or LeBron. Put him on both. He did that in the last series.
Like I said, we have had the Nuggets numbers for decades.
Be real.
But that was decades ago.
Hey.
That's true.
Let me finish my statement, bro. Before the Nuggets beat us, we were the ones that took Nuggets out of the playoffs every time.
That's true.
Yes, even when that. Jokic was still. The prior year before?
You mean the bubble era?
Who took out the Jokic?
I fucking hate
who
that
took
year.
Out Nuggets,
I
man?
Get out of here. I knew you were going
we
to.
We did.
I know you were going
without
to.
Without Murray.
No, they had Murray.
Yeah,
they
bro.
Had Murray?
Yeah.
They, had Brooklyn. Out.
They did a dramatic scene. Like, he's going up the thing. He just looks over like, I'll be back. And then just walks
yeah.
off.
I'm
and
saying
they did
like
come back.
I'm saying for like over 30 years we
what
had their
in
number.
The past, man. You sound like a Cowboys fan right
no,
now.
No, I'm saying like so we had their number for
we
all these years.
We had their number, now we don't.
Okay, just cuz one time?
What do you no, mean?
Once is an accident.
But it wasn't a 4-0 run?
Oh, was it?
I think
or
we
the Lakers won once.
I think we won once.
Okay.
Maybe twice. I don't remember.
Maybe
no, I think we got swept.
I or maybe we got swept. I think we got swept.
I think it was sweep, but that means a lot more.
No, but it was close games.
It was close games,
but then there was no close games.
I don't care about close games. Did you win? Yes or no?
I'm saying is they came in hungry. We came in lazy.
I don't even think
the Nuggets
are
hungry.
Nah,
that's a different. No.
Okay, so what mentality did the Nuggets
have? It's just we have beat them before. It was a similar team, and like, oh yeah, KCP was trash for us.
You know what's gonna happen?
You know,
it's funny how other players flourish at different teams. Yeah,
you know what I think is gonna happen? Remember the time that we got into the play-in tournament? LeBron said like, "This is a stupid idea." Whoever made
no,
this.
We always get into play-in tournament. We always get out
in the first round, and you know who we've been facing?
No. We always win the play-in tournament.
We do, and we lose in the first round.
Like I said, don't matter. We win the play-in tournament.
We
every
lost
time.
Against the Suns when AD was like, everyone was criticizing.
I remember
AD
that,
as,
yeah.
As a street clothes AD because he's always in street clothes. And then he tried to tough it out, and then he just.
With his groin injury, yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, AD is a monster right now. Y'all sleeping on my
okay,
boy.
All I say, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Please tell me that AD will have one.
AD
like
is the only person that can manhandle Jokic.
Okay, who's going to manhandle Aaron Gordon? Who's going to manhandle Michael Porter Jr.? Who's going to manhandle...
Jamal Small.
Thank you. So what? That means Michael Porter Jr. is going to make him sleep.
You're acting like he's small.
Rui is thick.
He good, bro. He big.
He thick.
It's thick back?
Nah, he got that muscle. He got those dunks.
I don't think you say thick compared to like the Joker. I think Joker's they improved that. The dad bod reigns supreme. You don't need abs.
A good analogy would have been Zion Williamson.
No. He's not a dad. Oh yeah, he actually he's a dad.
He's thick.
Nah, he fat, bro. Different.
I'm trying to be respectful.
Nah, it's cool. Y'all could disagree, but yeah, if you want to put full money on it, yeah, I'll. So what's the official bet?
All right, JJ, pay close attention because I'm saying that AD will have one game that's like 27 plus points, and next game he won't crack 15.
I'm with you on that. I think he's gonna be a roller coaster.
That's
player
what
this
I'm
season.
Saying.
This
and you're series. Saying that what happens if he gives a triple double? Like I don't care about the triple double. That's not gonna help us.
You know that Jokic averaged a triple double almost every game last season, and it led to a championship. During the playoff run?
Did you know
I think
that,
he was like...
Did you know Russell Westbrook did that consecutively for like 3 years straight at OKC? Did that lead anywhere?
No.
It's different when it comes from a big man.
What?
It's different when it comes from a big man.
But like what? Russell Westbrook
it's
plays
different
point
when
guard.
It comes from a big man.
I don't
man.
Understand that.
Big men don't get assists.
Well, I mean, he can pass the ball fairly easily.
Huh?
Joker is like a walking skyscraper.
No, I know, but big men are finishers. They don't set up plays.
You're right, but Joker's defying all of that. He's fucking chucking balls from across the court. Why do you think he's so good? He's chucking balls from across the court. Because he plays
in Serbia. That's why. They're built different over there.
He plays in the cold without
a shirt. Yeah, but I think he was averaging like a triple-double almost every game. It was like probably like 90% chance he was going to average a triple-double. I think
last year, the reason why they didn't give him the MVP again is because like he missed the last couple of games. And
no, they didn't give him the MVP because they didn't want him such
a three-time MVP.
No, Debbie Downer.
What does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
Is you want somebody to be like the face of the NBA. You want somebody to like be like influencing views. You want somebody to have a certain interview. Well, is Jokic good at interviews?
I think he's trash.
He's trash. He's trash. I think he's the worst NBA player at interviews.
Because he can't speak the language.
No, because he don't care.
He doesn't care. Remember when he got mad that he had to wait one day for the parade that he can leave home?
Yeah, he don't care.
He honestly doesn't care about his career. Like, he's just God gifted.
Like you can say Giannis is a great speaker.
Wait, what do you mean by great speaker?
Because you just said it's because he don't speak the language. That's what you made excuse for Jokic.
Is it because he don't speak the language fluently?
Because he'll make you funny.
Jonas speaks well. And
no, he don't. Joke. No. Well, I'm saying like.
Is he like grammatically correct? No, but.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because he was making that excuse for Jokic. I'm like, Jonas is the same way.
I was asking a question.
Well, okay. There's NBA players that just don't like to talk to the media. I don't think Joker's one of them. He just keeps.
He's a Marshawn Lynch.
Here's how I don't get fined.
A little more than Marshawn Lynch. He'll talk, but he'll be like, we're cool. Okay, bye. Like
exactly.
But he won't sugarcoat it.
That's why I don't think they wanted to give him the MVP.
But they are. I mean, this year, they're going
to
give it to him.
No, but last year, that's the reason why I don't think they wanted to.
Yeah, and also they wanted an excuse to give it to Embiid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to wrap it up with the NBA, you know, obviously, Caitlin Clark, like the number one girl for women's.
No, I didn't know who that is.
The NCAA winner.
Can you show me a picture of her?
That's her on the right.
Her?
The one on the left.
On the right. I just said the right before you asked me.
Well, here is her contract. She was the number one overall picked.
Who's the one on the left? She looks familiar.
Angel Reese?
Angel Reese from LSU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here is her contract breakdown. She
makes a lot of money.
She will be making like a little over $350,000.
She's the best player.
Yes.
You can't even get paid bank. What's the problem?
$76,000 a year?
You ain't telling me that's a little bit?
That's the veteran taxes. Minimum in the NBA is like 1.5.
No, but she has
I'm a cap, lot. Bro. I'm cap.
Okay.
She's the best of the professional sport, and she's getting paid a college degree.
Yes. Respectfully, I think. Are you making more than her?
No.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to like.
No. But to play basketball, that's awesome. But it's not great.
No, it's bad, bro. Like, this is like, you're the best at your sport. And the thing is not about, it's just that in sports, it's not like a career. Like, in a career, you could actually, like, be consistent in your career for, like, a long period of time. In sports, you got, like, 6 years, bro, to be, like, your absolute apex.
Yeah, I mean, the average NFL career is only like 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you dedicate your whole life, like 20 years, to only be paid so little for 4 or 5 years?
I don't blame.
What are you going to do after that?
For me, that's true.
That's the problem. What are you going to do after that? Because these other guys that get paid millions,
They got
that cushion to like let that shit spread or like, invest.
Like what I've told you guys.
But
like,
this is barely enough to like especially if you live in a big city. How are you gonna pay rent with this? She
got drafted to Indianapolis.
Oh, never mind. I don't know how big that city is.
It's I'll say comparing to California, very affordable.
Oh yeah, she good then. She good, bro. Why is she tripping?
No, not she no tripping. It's just like the
breakdown
in the Instagram world, the internet world is reacting like, how could she only be making? She should have gone back to college. So because you know with all these endorsement deals, people are saying that you could have got more money at if you were stayed at.
Yeah.
And you're in college.
Was I was about to say, she could get a lot of sponsorships. Yeah. Or, like, be part of
organizations. It's just women don't watch women's sports.
Where's the money? Simple as that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, it's like all these people that she should get paid more. Well, guess what?
Who's paying for that?
No. It's not even that. It's like, if you really feel that type of way, watch her games and she'll get paid more.
Yeah. I'm good, bro. Like the guy
who's. Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you're really like, oh, she should get paid more, watch her games and she will. If you're really going to make a movement, watch her games.
It's like freaking the governor of California raising the minimum wage for fast food workers for
that shit was ridiculous.
$20. And people are saying, like, why everything so expensive? Because the minimum wage went up. Why is it taking forever? They had to cut back on workers because the minimum wage went up.
That's cap. That's funny. Nah, but
but yeah. What was I gonna say? Anything else? Final thoughts?
Yeah, no. That's why men's athletes, they get paid so much because everybody, all men, love watch Apex men play. It's like men glorify these athletes, and that's why they get paid so much.
We glorify them so much that we pretend that we're in it by creating a little fantasy league.
Yes.
Wow. And then we get mad when we're getting mad when these professionals are like, you screw me over, McCaffrey.
Yeah. We play games. And we, like, literally, like, the greats.
It's ridiculous. We fantasize about these men. We create imaginary worlds. Yeah. That we own them.
This is, yeah, I'm saying, like, yeah, we glorify them, yes.
All right. Anything else? Wrap it up.
I am currently. So the guy that owns the Indiana Pacers owns Indiana Fever.
I think that's usually how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of these owners,
for the most part.
I think they subsidize those leagues.
Yeah.
Because
I just wanted to see who is the owner.
Because isn't the owner of the Rams also the owner of the Nuggets?
Yes, I believe so.
And also the, like,
partial owner, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, something. Probably majority or whatever. He also owns, like, Colorado Avalanche and, like, I think Colorado Rockies or something like that.
Yeah.
I see. That's cool.
So.
Oh, he became owner in 2000.
Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. And we'll catch you in the next one. Maybe, maybe not. Next week is
we'll see.
The NFL draft, so maybe, you know. Unless, like, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Travis Kelce retires. I don't know. Nah, that's kind
of. I hope he does.
Goodbye.